Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Brian Ping, our top local story. People across Southern California are starting a short holiday week with an increased risk of wildfire. The Santa Anas that blew in over the weekend will stick around a while, and we could see strong winds later in the week as well.
Warm, dry, breezy conditions, low humidity, it all adds up to increased fire danger. A delivery driver tells me the wind is not throwing his truck all over the road right now, but he knows the Santa Anas can make things pretty dicey, especially when it comes to the risk of a big wildfire, and the winds are often blowing through Porter Ranch for sure.
It's pretty bad out here. As far as the fires, it's as long as nothing lights up, I think we're good. But other than that, I think that's something we need to be worried about.
A red flag warning is in effect for a while longer, but L.A. City Fire Captain Eric Scott says there's more to come.
We also have a fire weather watch that has been issued for Wednesday through Friday, so these upcoming days, for the second offshore wind event.
We could see some public safety power shutoffs, too, if the utility companies think they can help prevent a big fire from igniting and taking off. In Porter Ranch, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
And for the latest on today's forecast,
Santa Ana winds will continue today and then another Santa Ana wind event heading towards Thanksgiving. As far as this Monday, a wind advisory along the coast of Los Angeles and Ventura counties until noon, and for the mountains and valleys, a wind advisory up until 3 p.m. today, with some of the gusts in from the northeast hitting 40 or even 50 miles per hour. Also, red flag warnings continue with a combination of these gusty winds at a low relative humidity level. There will be an elevated fire danger. After an onshore flow tomorrow, another Santa Ana wind event later in the week with a fire weather watch starting late Wednesday morning and continuing through Friday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Jeff Maher, KNX 1070.
This weekend will mark the 89th year for what has been a local and national holiday tradition. It was scrubbed last year because of the pandemic.
Tens of thousands of people are expected to line Hollywood Boulevard this Sunday between 6 and 8 in the evening. It is for the return of the Hollywood Christmas Parade.
This is my very, very favorite event, and I definitely missed it last year.
Kate Linder, actress from The Young and the Restless, she'll be part of the parade.
I look forward to seeing all of you in Hollywood on Sunday, and happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
Health guidance from the LA County Department of Public Health is gatherings with 10,000 or more people, even if they're outdoors. They advise people to wear masks. They're not mandatory, but they are recommended. In Hollywood, Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
A man has been rescued from a burning apartment in Laguna Niguel thanks to new thermal imaging cameras used by firefighters. The fire started earlier this morning on Pearl and Crystal K. Neighbors heard the smoke alarm and called 911. Firefighters rushed into the unit with cameras and were able to find the man who was still asleep. OC Fire Authority Captain Tang Nguyen tells KNX it's often pitch black inside homes when firefighters respond to calls at night and in the early morning.
I started off my fire service career without the cameras, and we've actually found people with the way that we've been trained to do. But this definitely aids in quickly finding out, if someone is in fact in there.
The man was taken to the hospital. The cause of the fire was unintentional, and Nguyen says it might have been started by smoking materials. L.A. area gasoline prices this morning stand just one-tenth of a cent short of an all-time record high. The average for regular is $4.704 a gallon, and there's now increasing pressure for the Biden administration to tap into the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. But an energy industry analyst, Kevin Book, says the reserve is meant for emergencies, not to lower prices.
I've testified at least six times in front of Congress to leave it alone and to keep it big. So I would personally say no. But the economics are one thing and the politics are another. Tapping into the SPR probably would have a short-lived price response.
He also says demand usually falls away in January, and that will bring prices down. A published report says the superintendent of the Ontario Montclair School District took a line of credit against a townhouse the district helped him buy and added almost $100,000 in new debt against the property before persuading the district to pay off the mortgage and the credit line. James Hammond, who made almost $700,000 last year, tells the San Bernardino County Sun the deal was allowed in his contract. Downtown Disney is set to undergo a major multi-year renovation starting in January.
There will be a lot of demolition work at the outdoor shopping and dining center right next to Disneyland to make way for a new and more modern addition to the complex. Anaheim City spokesman Mike Lister.
Disney is looking at taking that area now and redeveloping it as a series of retail and restaurant spaces, along with a great lawn where folks could potentially eat, enjoy the nice weather here in Anaheim.
The multi-year project involves tearing down several major current landmarks, including the very popular Earl of Sandwich Shop. Chris Seedens, KNX 1070 News Radio.
If you're looking to buy a real Christmas tree, getting it earlier might be better. We've been telling you this for some time now. And Doug Hundley with the National Christmas Tree Association tells KNX growers planted fewer trees during the Great Recession more than a decade ago, which means there's just enough available right now.
Basically, we still have a supply and everybody will be able to get a tree. Becomes a little harder to find the exact tree you're looking for.
He says the reduced supply and increased shipping costs due to a shortage of truckers are leading to higher prices. So Hundley says you can expect to pay more this year. Could be harder to find the right artificial tree as well because shipments have been delayed due to supply chain issues.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen on KNX1070.com or the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.